I'm flashing on a lot of cases that I've heard presented of patients where various issues have come up. I remember one of a patient with persistent neutropenia. I think it was with Palbo, and the patient had radiation therapy recently. How do you factor in concurrent or recent radiation therapy in terms of the concern about the marrow?
So I don't give CDK4/6 inhibitors concurrently with radiation. I stop it during the radiation. You know, most radiation doesn't cause a huge impact on blood counts. Occasionally, if you have a big field, it does, and that would be a situation where I might favor Abema.
And what about monitoring in terms of white counts or CBCs? First of all, do you monitor the same for all three?
I worry about it less for Abema. I typically get a count, you know, somewhere during cycle one, but it's usually not a problem. And once we get beyond cycle one, if it looks like the blood counts are not getting terribly low, I don't get too hung up on monitoring in between visits.
Yeah, that was another thing I've heard a number of people question about, sort of the mechanics of what you do based on what the white count is. You know, once it gets into the, you know, 1.2, 1.3 absolute neutrophil counts, any sort of practical advice about sort of how to do this?
Well, so I think 1.2 absolute neutrophils is just fine. People don't get into trouble there. For that matter, it's the rare patient who gets into any trouble with a neutrophil count of 500. You know, it's when it's really low that it's a problem, or when it's really low in conjunction with some GI insult. So I tend to dose reduce if people, now I'm really talking about with Palbo, if patients are consistently coming back with absolute neutrophil counts less than 1,000, particularly when it's heading down towards 500. But for example, if I had had somebody who had been stable on a full dose of Palbo for the past 6 months, came in for a visit and had 950 granulocytes, I wouldn't feel compelled to dose reduce them that cycle. I'd monitor it again and see if it's going down.